Hello, and welcome to the Small Business University audio series. This series represents yet another step in accomplishing Grandy & Associates' vision of teaching small business owners how to run profitable companies. Each presentation features a different national speaker or business owner sharing dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable company. On-hold messaging should be a major part of your overall marketing program. Most of your customers will never come to your office. However, their image of your company will be significantly formed based on what they hear on the telephone when they call. A professional on-hold system instantly tells the customer you are a professional business. And best of all, the on-hold message system provides over 5,000 opportunities a year to market your specific products and services to people that already know about you and have called your company. That produces sales. When it comes to finding a speaker for this specific presentation, the choice was easy. Grandy & Associates had used and promoted commercials on hold for many years. We were thrilled when Alan Goff, president of Transmedia Advertising Incorporated, agreed to produce the presentation. Alan started marketing on-hold messages under the trade name Commercials on Hold in 1982 and was the first voice talent. Alan has been active in voice work and broadcasting since the late 60s when he began as a radio announcer. Alan's radio career encompassed announcing, sales management, and ownership before he started Transmedia. In addition to voice work for broadcast, Alan has been on-camera talent for television commercials and corporate videos and produced and hosted a weekly TV program promoting real estate for over 10 years. Alan is an active member of OHMA, the International On-Hold Messaging Association, serving on the board of directors and as president of OHMA. Well, now you know the content of presentation and who the speaker is. Let's sit back and take a few notes. On-hold messaging really can increase your sales and profits. We know firsthand, since we've used it in our company for years.
Many people have an interest in on-hold systems, but few fully understand how they work. In this presentation, I will share with you suggestions on how you can grow your business with a very simple and inexpensive marketing tool, on-hold messages. We will look into the reality of placing people on hold and why. What technology is required to make on-hold messages available for your business, what goes into creating effective on-hold messages, and what you can expect to pay for this service. Many people often overlook the most important business tool they have, the telephone. Why the lifeline of your business is not considered one of the main marketing tools is puzzling. Most people take the phone for granted, thinking, well, you know, it's there to have people contact us when they need us or call us for specific information, and then we go on to the next call or whatever we were doing. But the telephone is an open door into your business. It's the most likely contact point that most of your clients and prospects will ever have with your business. And in a service industry, the vast majority of your database of clients will never visit your location, but will call you many, many times. Each contact creates an additional opportunity for you to generate additional revenue by exposing your callers to additional products and services while you're expediting their phone call. We never suggest that a business put a client on hold just to expose callers to their marketing messages. There are many legitimate reasons to put people on hold, whether it's transferring them to a particular person, to answer a question, look up parts and service information, scheduling service calls, or retrieving their client records, as well as many other scenarios that you can add from your own business experience. Some businesses tell us, we never put people on hold, but the reality is, successful businesses do put people on hold as they are very busy looking up information, transferring calls, checking schedules. If a business isn't placing people on hold, they aren't receiving enough phone calls. It's that simple. But you are interested in your business because you do receive calls and you know people are placed on hold. What a caller hears during the hold time can really shape their opinion of your business. Dead silence will leave them wondering if they've been disconnected. even after a very short duration. Often, they will hang up and dial back and state that they weren't sure if they were connected or not. Some may hang up and not call back, and possibly hang up and call a competitor. With the radio, you run the risk of exposing them to disagreeable news opinions, distasteful music, or, worse yet, a competitor's commercial. And that scenario, believe it or not, happens frequently. Music only is a better choice, but you're gaining no marketing exposure. And on-hold music is subject to royalty fees from licensing companies such as ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC. In a moment, we will look into some of the marketing opportunities your business has on individual calls and the collective impression numbers during the year. You may be amazed to find out the total impressions you can create during a year utilizing on-hold messages, which is the only on-hold solution that truly helps grow your business. In the early years of explaining how on-hold messages work, I would help the business visualize having an employee tell every caller on hold about a unique service or product they had. Once a business thought about it, they would say, "Yeah, that would generate a lot of inquiries." Well, that's exactly the way the messages did work back then and the way they work today. In addition to creating a professional image for your company and letting callers know that you're going to continue their conversation momentarily. Now let's look at some surprising numbers about on hold. Every business will receive a different volume of phone calls, so we'll look at some incremental numbers that bring about exponential opportunities through the day, the week, month, and year. The average hold time is about 45 seconds for most businesses across all industries. Hold time for a service business during seasonal peaks could be considerably longer. Let's start some very conservative numbers. Say you average only one call per hour on hold. While this is a low number, the opportunities to create additional sales and generate revenue add up quickly. 8 calls a day represents 40 calls a week, 160 calls per month, and over 2,080 calls per year. 2,080 calls per year with just one phone call per hour on hold. Let's step up the numbers to more realistic volume levels. 20 calls per day would generate 100 exposures a week, 400 in a month, and over 5,000 exposures in a year. 30 calls a day, over 7,800 exposures in a year. 50 calls a day, over 13,000 annual exposures. Now, unlike mass media such as radio, newspaper, and television, these exposures are qualified exposures. They are reaching your current clients and hot prospects that are on the phone with you, wanting to do more business with you. It's a great time to expose additional services, products, and promotions they may not even be aware that you offer. The uniqueness for on-hold messages is beneficial for your business in many ways. First, it's reaching your prospects and customer base at a time they are ready to do business with you, so additional exposures will be receptive. You have the opportunity to paint the image of your company you want your callers to perceive. And best of all, it's captive time. You have their undivided attention to further develop your brand. And it's opportunities that you would be passing by with anything other than on-hold messages. If you choose to paint the picture of your company as having a large fleet of stock trucks with skilled technicians rolling up on time in branded uniforms, you can. And that's the image your callers will have. Maybe you want to let them know of tax credits for certain qualified equipment. You simply present the information in a professional manner, and your callers will ask additional questions, leading to opportunities for additional revenue generation. We are often asked by HVAC companies what really works well on hold. We will get into recommended message content later in this presentation, but I will give you a quick success story. When planned service or planned maintenance agreements first began to be a popular offering from our clients, we had a dealer who called in and stated that, at the suggestion of our copywriter, he had included the planned maintenance agreements in his on-hold messages. During the first month, he sold several per week, and he was promoting them only on hold. This same story has been repeated to me many times by dealers all over the country. So I quickly throw in, planned maintenance works terrific, when asked about what content will generate inquiries and sales. I will be giving content ideas in just a few minutes. Now that we've touched briefly on utilizing on-hold messages, let's get more specific into what it takes to implement on-hold messages at your facility. Most service companies have a phone system with music on-hold connectivity built in, While some of the smaller startup companies may have only multi-line phone sets, they bought from a local electronics store, not a phone provider. Both can utilize on-hold messages, although the multi-line phone sets require special equipment, and with some models, it may not work properly at all. We'll focus on the phone systems, and then touch on the multi-line phone sets. Equipment-wise, you need a digital player for the messages, and a music on-hold connection at your phone system. Most phone systems now have the music on-hold port in plain view, in the cabinet that houses the brain of your phone system. You may have to open a door or remove a cover panel, depending on the make you have, but usually you can easily spot the music on-hold port. It most often looks like a port on a stereo speaker. Most manufacturers today label the port with MOH for music on hold, or BGM for background music, or something that simply indicates music. These type systems are referred to as plug-and-play systems. You have one cable from the digital player that you plug into the music on hold port, and then the messages are playing digitally 24/7. There are a few manufacturers, such as Northern Telecom and their brands of Nortel, Northstar, and Meridian, that have the capabilities but do not have a port to plug into. In the case of a system that does not have a music on-hold port, a technician that services your phone system would need to perform a punch-down, meaning they punch down the audio cable into the phone block that feeds the music on-hold portion of the phone system. With the new VoIP phone systems, it's possible to load an electronic file onto the phone system and stream the messages to all callers on hold without the need of an additional piece of equipment. For multi-line phone sets, a special adapter is required to give these sets the capability of having on-hold messages. The most effective adapter that we've tested and are using in the field is manufactured by Scutch Electronics in California. They are phone model dependent, and all phones must be the same. When connected properly, though, they do allow the user to press the hold button, and the messages are instantly online without generating any tones, and the caller would never know they were not on a full-blown phone system. There's also at least one manufacturer of digital players that has an adapter built in to create a hold environment. Now, each phone set must have an inline adapter between the phone cord and the phone set to make the system work, and each adapter can require individual tweaks to perform properly. Cordless phones do not work well with this type player adapter. However, with these two scenarios and a little patience, a multi-line phone set can have the same impression for the callers as a phone system with music on hold. We've talked about phone systems and multi-line phone sets. Now let's discuss the other part of the equation, the message on hold digital player. There are many manufacturers of digital players today, and they all have the following characteristics. They store messages in digital memory and play back in a seamless loop. There are two updating media types, players that use physical media and those that use electronic media. A physical media player is one that requires a cassette tape or CD to be inserted into the player, and then the messages are downloaded into digital memory, just like the memory in your computer. The physical media is only used for message transfer. The cassette or CD does not turn constantly, only at the time of download. Then it simply sits in the cradle. These have been the workhorses of the industry since the early 90s and still comprise the largest portion of the industry. Electronic media players are new and now are state-of-the-art. The productions can be downloaded remotely from the production company or from your computer, model-dependent. Some electronic downloads are conducted over the telephone lines, dialing into the remote unit. Others use USB thumb drives to load productions locally that have been emailed to the end user. And then there's also the IP deliverable units that plug into the business's network and receives the messages via the internet, becoming totally hands-free after installation. While most digital players are plug-and-play, it may be necessary to have a telco installer hook up your player if you're not comfortable with attempting the procedure yourself. Most on-hold companies will have technical support personnel to walk you through the install if you choose to do the installation. In the case of an IP download unit, it will be necessary to have someone that knows your network modify the router configurations if you have filters preventing MP3s and other audio files from passing through your firewall, or if you have certain ports blocked. In many cases, your on-hold provider can assist you with this troubleshooting or give you the correct port configurations. Now we have looked at the two electronic components of on-hold messages, the phone system and the digital player. Let's look behind the scenes to see what happens to professionally produce your on-hold messages. The production itself consists of three parts: the content, or what the message says, the voice talent, and the music. Working with a qualified on-hold messaging company, such as an OMA member, the International On-Hold Messaging Association, you can expect a copywriter to compile information on your company, items that you want your callers to be aware of, and craft that content into creative, informative messages, most often calling for a call of action, such as inquiring or asking about additional details for your products or services. The copywriter should submit the proposed script to you for review and approval prior to producing the message. This gives you the opportunity to scrutinize the messages to make sure they're timely, accurate, and contain all the items you want featured. Once the script receives your approval, it's time to choose the voice talent to convey the desired image you want. You can expect to have an offering of several male and female talents, allowing you to choose female only, male only, or alternating male and female. Which voice talent you should choose can be determined by the following: who is calling most often, male or female? If the callers are most often male, they prefer female. If the callers are most often female, they prefer male. And if your callers are split about 50-50, well, we recommend using alternating voice talents. Some service companies have said, "My company uses a spokesperson in all our radio and TV ads. Should we use the same talent in our on-hold messages?" Yes, if you are building your brand around the talent. If you just like your spokesperson's voice, you can use their talent, but most studios will rarely discount prices for using furnished talent, as the use of a third party can often involve extra steps for them. Now we have the script approved, the voice talent chosen, and the next item to consider is music. You want to make sure the music you use is licensed for on-hold use. I've had many clients and prospects over the years say, "Well, can't we just go buy a CD we like and use some of the music?" Unfortunately, the answer is no, you can't. Purchasing a CD for personal use is just that. It's for personal use. It's to be used in your home, your car, or your MP3 player. When music is played for the public, it becomes subject to performance right fees, meaning that if you play it for the public, the artists are entitled to the music rights. A qualified message on hold company will show you in writing that all productions and music they provide are licensed for public performance on your phone system. If they don't offer you that in writing, you will be responsible for the licensing rights, which could be very costly if you are subject to licensing fees from ASCAP, BMI, or CSAC. Just make sure you use only licensed music. Qualified on hold companies can submit verification very easily. Now we have the script written, voiced, and mixed with music, and it's time to load it on your digital player attached to your phone system. If your on-hold message provider is sending you a physical file, it's as simple as sticking the cassette or CD into the player and having it download automatically. If they remote load your system, either over the phone or internet, they will load it and it starts playing without assistance on your side. If an MP3 was emailed to you for use with a USB load player, you will download the message file to the USB drive, plug it into the player, and it will either play off the USB drive or download to digital memory, player dependent. So now you have professional on-hold messages playing 24/7. What's next? Depending on how savvy you are with your marketing, you may want to change your messages to topical items for the next season, and then replace them seasonally thereafter. You can change your messages as often as you like, but with the HVAC industry and other service industries, we recommend changing them at least seasonally. If you live in a part of the country that has four distinct seasons, change them four times a year. If you only have summer and winter, change them every 6 months. If your business has additional services such as plumbing or electrical, maybe pool and spa service, tie in the change of messages to peak seasons. What if I just want to buy one production and play it forever and ever? Can I do that? Well, sure you can, but you won't be able to really tie in your seasons or your marketing items without frequent changes. And considering the small expense of on-hold messages compared to any other type of marketing, yellow pages, display in the newspapers, classified, radio, television, you could change your messages frequently for a fraction of a small yellow page or classified ad. Businesses just often don't consider on-hold messages as a marketing expense, and they really should. They can certainly generate marketing results. Okay, so we've presented the way the digital systems install with a phone system, along with creating the production, including copywriting, voicing, mixing, delivery, and downloading to the unit. The digital box is playing 24/7, and in case of electrical surge or power outage, the digital player instantly starts playing once the power is restored, as all files are stored in flash memory. Let's look at the content for your messages now. Content is the driving factor in the response that you will receive. Your on-hold messages should reflect your overall marketing campaign. The services and products you are promoting in your traditional advertising should be included in your on-hold messages. If you're running a dated promotion, expand on it with on-hold messages, but by all means, include it. Now, the nice thing about on-hold messages is that you can be more personable in the delivery. And since most productions run an average of 4 minutes, you can include many items of interest. When recommending topics to include in your messages, we often reply, well, what makes your business unique? What competitive advantage do you have? Do you have frequently asked questions that can be addressed and save time for the employees? Do you have service or maintenance agreements? Do some customers receive priority service in case of emergencies? Maybe special pricing? Is your business diversifying, creating a new area of focus that your callers may not be aware of? If so, by all means, make sure you make them aware of it while they're on hold doing business with you. And if there are certain items you want your callers to know about, simply tell them. They will remember. I think you can see the list of possibilities is endless, but the results are dependent on content. With a little thought going into the messaging, you can create messages that will inform, educate, and initiate a call of action. Let's listen to two short examples of on-hold messages with a call of action included.
Want to go tankless? With a tankless water heater, you'll enjoy hot water on demand without wasting the energy it takes to store heated water. Plus, these systems take up much less space than tank models, and many qualify for tax rebates. At GF Bowman, we can help you decide if a tankless water heater is right for your home. Also, be sure to ask about our reverse osmosis drinking water system that gives you fresh water right from the tap. We'll be back to tell you more in a moment.
It's difficult to be cool and collected when your AC unit is not working as it should. If you have been experiencing less than efficient service from your comfort equipment, upgrading to a new system from Fresky Service Experts could be the solution. Newer comfort equipment is designed to be much more energy efficient, so you can stay cool while collecting the savings this summer. Plus, many new systems qualify for tax rebates up to $1,500. Ask to schedule an estimate when your call resumes. We'll be right with you.
Both on-hold examples address specific, timely information and had a subtle call to action. Remember, if you want response, you have to ask for it, but you don't have to be loud or hard sell. The better the content featured on your messages, the better results you can expect. So spend a little time in the planning stage and you can reap nice returns on your investment. While we are discussing the content of the messages, let's dive into some of the other unknowns that go along with content. How long should the average message be? What works best, short or long messages? Should I use humor? What kind of music works best? Do I need male or female? Well, having a qualified on-hold messaging agency can make this very easy for you after the initial consultation and recommendations. However, the previous questions can be answered by your specific telephone traffic, so let's look a little closer. The average length of time for an on-hold production is 4 minutes. A 4-minute production will typically have 4 to 6 messages, separated by short musical interludes. Remember, that's the industry standard, because the average caller is on hold about 45 seconds, and they will not hear repeated messages. If they call back in a short window of time, it's unlikely they will hear the same message repeated. Most businesses will be able to utilize this industry standard. However, if you have longer hold times, please listen carefully. You do not want your caller hearing the same message over and over and over. You need a longer production to match your average hold time, with more music between messages, and certainly more messages. If you run longer hold times during peak seasons, make sure you adjust the productions accordingly. Most clients never face this problem, but a few service industries do, and they have to make adjustments to assure a favorable reaction from the caller. Extremely long hold times must be dealt with in a different manner than standard hold times. Hopefully, your company's hold time is always less than 4 minutes. So let's go back and look at the industry standard. Short messages or long? In my opinion, shorter messages work much better. 20 to 30 second messages will hold the caller's attention better than a run-on message of a minute 15. Plus, the hold time probably would not allow them to hear all of the message. So make sure a long message has short nuggets of information they will remember. It would be better to feature 4 to 6 messages with 10 to 12 seconds of music in between the messages than just a continuous bombardment of information. What about humor? Please remember that what your callers hear will be the image they have of your company, your brand, if you will. Humor is a marvelous way to capture someone's attention. But if it's not funny, or worse yet, it's corny or irritating, you will be doing your image a big disservice. While we do incorporate humor in messages for some industries, my general opinion is for service companies, stay away from humor. Unless you are using a professional agency that has a track record of producing really, really funny bits. Humor is just not for the beginners. Let's discuss music. There's classical music, country music, light jazz, easy listening, jazz, blues, rock, oldies, acoustic, piano, you name it, and it's available for on-hold use. Now the question is, yes, but what works best? This is a subjective area I will guide you on, but ultimately you will decide based on the image you want to maintain. With different industries, all of the aforementioned music works great. A restaurant may choose mellow jazz or light rock, while a service company would tend to lean to a music that is more soothing and calming. So the best rule is to meet your callers with a nice, melodic bed that does not turn them away or does not overpower the actual messages. Across the board, we use more easy listening music tracks than any other genre, with light jazz a close second. You will do yourself a favor by sticking with easy listening or light jazz. What about my jingle? My company has a jingle. We use it on TV. We use it on radio. Can I use it on hold? While it's great to cross-market on hold with the same image you're utilizing in TV and radio, using a jingle becomes excessively repetitive unless you use the instrumental version only. If a caller is placed on hold for an extended time, or the person is a repeat caller, the singing lyrics will become an irritant very quickly. So stick with the instrumental version and allow the messages to be the foreground of your theme. Your callers will have a more favorable response. How much can I expect to spend for an on-hold system? Well, it depends on your marketing needs. Some clients elect to simply fill the silence of on-hold with generic messages, such as, "Thank you for holding. We'll be right back with you in a moment. Please continue to hold," along with a music bed. And they never tap into the benefits of marketing to the on-hold customers. This scenario involves simply purchasing a digital player and a generic production for as little as a few hundred dollars. Utilizing your marketing opportunities and changing your messages seasonally or several times a year would involve contracting with a full service company, and the rates will vary depending on the number of message changes. You could expect to pay within a range from as little as $375 per year to $795 a year. Again, depending on the number of productions received and whether or not the equipment is furnished and maintained for your business. Do remember, just as in your service business, there is a difference in benefits received from company to company, and a few additional dollars invested will usually be returned with superior service, expertise, and results. Remember, too, that some manufacturers will co-op on-hold messages for your business if you feature their product prominently in your messages. They are willing to co-op because they know the additional exposure helps them create a stronger brand image, too, and additional sales. If you work with specific manufacturers, ask them if they have a co-op plan in place for on-hold. If they don't, we'll be glad to help them develop one. In summarizing, we know that every time your phone rings, you have the opportunity to strengthen your image and generate additional inquiries about your services and products. Using on-hold messages is as simple as deciding what type digital playback system would meet your needs best and developing your campaign. Contracting with a qualified on-hold marketing company to design a marketing plan for your phone system will save you a lot of time and generate results. Execution of your marketing plan should encompass collecting information for copywriters to write your messages, providing a proposed script for your review and approval, having it recorded by the voice talents you choose, mixed with the appropriate music, and downloaded to your system to reach every caller placed on hold. Sounds simple, doesn't it? It is when you're dealing with a company that can provide you all the previous items we discussed. With a successful on-hold marketing system in place, I believe that you may find it the most cost-efficient way to grow your business. On-hold messaging. It can make your business sound like $1 million.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each presentation. Please feel free to give us a call with your comments. The Small Business University Audio Series is produced and distributed by Grandian Associates. If we can be of service to you, please give us a call on our toll-free line, 1-800-432-7963, or check out our website, www.grandiassociates.com. Until next time, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.